Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wisdom of Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, has a rare gift of communicating universal knowledge. A natural seer, conscious medium, and magnetic healer, she was trained in intuitive sight and herbal medicine by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She uses her gifts, the secret knowledge of generations, and her life experience as a survivor in her work as teacher, life coach, and spiritual counselor. Her mission is to work with spirit to promote healing and spiritual growth here and now. For more than 40 years, Ada Marie has taught seminars for groups and corporations and private sessions with individuals committed to physical and emotional regeneration. And very, very welcome. Here
Hello?
She is.
This is
Hello.
Ada Marie.
Yes. And how are you today?
I'm fine, and who am I talking to?
You are speaking to Mary Blake.
That's what I thought. Am I on the right line?
You certainly are.
Okay.
And, you know, speaking of lines, right lines, how are your spiritual communications today?
They're very good, actually. I've had some wonderful things happen.
Would you care to tell us a little bit about them?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell you what they said, and to explain it would take longer than just to explain what I was told.
Okay.
It's easier to tell you that I was given a very, very, I thought, blessing of energy, because I was really down on my energy. This morning I had far more on my plate than I could handle, and I wanted to do my show today. So actually what I did was I went in the bathroom and I sat down and I said, okay, Father, now I'm in need of assistance. The assistance I need is to be able to direct me on what to do and what not to do today. Hopefully I can do my show on the air. So I sat there for a while and nothing happened and nothing happened. So after about 15 minutes, I got up and walked out in the kitchen. When I walked out in the kitchen, I happened to notice that my book was still open. And the book was open and it said, you are being prepared to answer serious questions. And I went, well, I didn't write that. What's that about? So I said, okay, and when do I call into the show? And they said 2:30. So I tried to call 2:30, but I got the wrong number, I guess. I got a 425 number instead of a 713 number. So I'm on, aren't I on a 713 number now?
You are indeed.
Yeah, good. So I'm in the right place.
Of course. So I got chills when you said you were being prepared to answer serious questions. That's,
yeah. I got a few
wonderful.
Myself.
Uh-huh.
I got a few of my own. So I really don't know who's asking, and I don't know what the questions are. I really don't know anything except that was a message I got.
Right. Well,
so,
I find that the message sometimes doesn't make any sense until it happens. And then when
right.
it happens, we say, of course, of course. No wonder.
So I wonder who's who's asking the questions today.
Right. We're liable to have some very interesting guests out there.
We might.
Anything else exciting going on in your life?
Funny. That's a little bit more than exciting. I'm wondering if I'm able to do this. So we'll see.
Well, you know, with spirit on our side, we can do things that we didn't think that we could handle.
That's right. So I'm counting on spirit to be sitting with me.
my standard response is help.
Yeah, lots of help we need here. So I guess I'm ready as I can be.
Well, they've never let me down yet, so I'll bet you can say the same.
Okay.
Well, did you want to say anything else, or shall we go to a question?
Well, I don't know what else to say because today I'm a little bit stunned at the way they put it to me. So I'll just go to a question and see if I'm qualified.
Okay, let's try that.
Okay.
Hello? 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 Whoops. Somebody just hung up.
Well, they sounded like they were yelling and screaming.
Oh, it sounded like the children were taking front and center stage to me. But anyway, I do have something to comment.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Last night, a friend of mine insisted that I should go. To an open mic, and I did that, and I had a chance to sing last night. It was very nice. And lots of compliments. Mm-hmm. And
wonderful.
The night before, I was invited to a cabaret conference at the Rose Center here in New York City, at the Rose Jazz Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it looks like music is coming back into my life, which is always a beautiful thing.
Wonderful.
Yes. I find that music is a way to reach spirit when you just don't know what to say or what to do. Somehow music just bridges the gap for me.
Well, and it fills the space with strength and renewal, you know. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is awesome. So I'm sure that what you've done is really reached a higher goal to be able to reach in and use that music and to do that.
Yeah, well, this has been with me since I was two.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And everything is going better, I believe. Oh, we have someone calling in with a question now. Let's see here.
Okay, let's see if we can answer it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Mary?
You have a question?
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Candy, Ada Marie, I was diagnosed with slow thyroid it's almost a year, it'll be a year in December. And I've been trying to deal with it with supplements, but I found a college that's doing acupuncture, so I'm being treated with an intern. And I just wanted to know, do you see that I'm going to get my thyroid balanced with the acupuncture treatments?
Didn't quite understand what you said. Condition you had.
Low thyroid.
Well,
yes.
I do know people who have done acupuncture, and within 2 months or so, their thyroid had taken off and acted normal. So I do know of people who have done that, and I don't know who's doing your treatments, but if they think, and they're pretty sure, they can activate your thyroid, they probably can.
Well, yeah, I'm going to a college where I have an intern working on me because I can't afford a regular acupuncturist.
Right.
At the college, the sessions are cheaper.
Right, and they're very dedicated.
Oh, yes. And, you know, a doctor oversees what she's doing. And I just wanted to ask you because it's a bit costly for me, but they told me I have to go at least. But they wanted me to go twice a week, and I can't afford that. But they said if I do it once a week, they could help me. So
absolutely they can, and they will. And if you see yourself in perfect health, tapping your temples every morning and every night 10 times with perfect health, I am in perfect health, believe me, they'll do wonders for you.
And what did you say I should do every day and every night?
Morning
tap
and night,
temples?
Tap your temples with your fingers. Your fingers, tap your temples 10 times in the morning and say, I am in perfect health, and 10 times at night before you go to bed. And then
all right.
The acupuncture treatments they are giving you will work very, very miraculously well.
Thank you, Ada Marie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you're in a good place, and you're going to be okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank
you,
ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweet girl.
Oh, she is sweet.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, it's somebody else. I think there are two lines open at once because there's no noise in my where I am now. It's very quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
But somebody else's
okay.
line must be open.
Let's see. Is your number 863 or 917?
Yeah, that's me. I'm 863. 863?
863.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, is that better?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
good.
I heard that noise, too. I was like, wow, I wonder what that is.
What's your name?
Julia.
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 Yes.
Okay. And your
I'm calling about love. I'd like to, you know, connect with somebody to share my life with, a loving, committed relationship. It doesn't have to be marriage, but I would definitely like it to be committed.
Well,
just a wonderful man to,
right.
you know, to share my life with.
And have you met many? Have you been in any kind of groups where you've met any men?
You know, the only man I've met is my mother's, the man that she rents from, and he's a nice guy, but I don't think it's like a romantic thing. It's just somebody that, you know, like
he's a friend,
a casual acquaintance. Yeah.
Right. But you haven't been anywhere where you've been in a group where there are some single men.
Not so much. No, I know I need to get out more, but
right.
I guess I'm just hoping that, you know, that you could tell me that there is somebody out there for me.
Well, there is somebody out there, but you're not anywhere near close because you're not going to meet anybody, even in work groups. I mean, there are people in work groups where you could be, like, with everybody having coffee or whatever, and you're just kind of shy. You're backed away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's not going to work. If you really want to meet somebody, say hi. Get in the group. Share some funny little story, you know. Like the lady who, about 2 months ago, I got a wonderful healing for everybody, and I told everybody, if your feet are burning, soak your feet in tomato juice or tomatoes. Well, a number of people tried it, and it worked. And I got a number of calls from people who said, what a blessing this is. My feet have burned for years, and now they feel fine. And so one lady called, and like you, she didn't have much to talk about, but she would get invited to a party, and she didn't have much to say. So I said, well, tell somebody how to fix their burning feet. They'll love you forever. She did. And she sent me a card. I got a card about 2 weeks ago, and she said, I can't believe that telling people how to keep their feet from burning could make you so popular. So she was real happy about that. I said, well, if your feet burn and you can find out how to fix them, you'll be popular forever. So, but if that's the thing, you have to get out and be a part of a group. Talk to people. You don't have to be an Einstein. You can just be a nice person, you know, and laugh a little bit and talk. But that particular incident helped a lot of people at the party she was invited to. So I've even got 4 calls from that party, and the people are wonderful. And they thought that was the craziest thing they ever heard, was to put your feet in tomatoes to stop the burning. But it does. It does. So, you know, it worked. It worked not just to get her into a group and have fun, but it worked for the other people who were trying it and sharing it with their friends. So, you know, just get out there and do something. Share something you know that other people don't know. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to do.
But you definitely feel that I will have someone in my life?
Yes, you will. You will. Before the holiday season is over, you will be very well blessed and be very happy. So, you know, let yourself be happy, for heaven's sakes. Quit hiding in the corner. Quit standing
behind. But, you can't expect spirit to drag a guy into your bedroom and say, hi.
Yeah,
hi there,
the
I couldn't
LPS
find you at a party or out on the street or anything, but something made me knock on this door, you know, so you've got to do your part, you know, you really and truly reach out and give,
and communicate,
I think Ada Marie is saying, give of yourself, and you'll receive back.
And share the things you know, because everybody goes, well, everybody knows that. That's not true. I'm telling you, about a month ago, somebody said, if you're mailing your mail, you best to mail it early in the morning and not at night. And I thought, well, that's silly. I said, well, what's the difference? They said, well, early in the morning, when you're putting your mail in that box, it's going to be the first mail out. So it's going to be the mail in the bottom of the box, and they're going to go clear through the box, so your mail will be back on top. I said, well, I never thought of that. Who thinks of that?
Yeah, me either.
Make
I always like to get it out
sense.
Just so that I get the, you know, make sure I'm out early enough to get the mailman. That's all I really, you know, think about, you know.
Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't even think
of
it like that.
Yeah.
Where do you live, Julia?
I live in Central Florida, around the Disney area.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, how great that is.
Yeah, I just need to find a group, you know, do something. I haven't really found any groups that have sparked an interest so far, but I don't know.
Have you tried groups of people who are who are writing. They're amateur writers that write, you know, write poetry or write little tidbits of stuff. Have you found any of those?
I just wrote that down.
Yeah, they're very good to work with, and they're very friendly. They're always looking for ideas. So, you know, that's a good kind of group to get a hold of if you can.
Okay. I wrote that down. Any other groups that come to mind that would be a good fit for me? I'm writing them down here, and I can go on that meetup.com and see if there's some groups, you know.
Well, where are you at?
Central Florida.
Oh, well, yeah, there should be some there should be groups there to meet. If you have a particular thing you like to do, if you like to paint or you like to write or you like to go to hold meetings, group meetings for healing or health, just stick some of that out there and you'll get response.
And volunteer for something.
Yeah. Whatever you volunteer for will bring people, you know, really. So one lady liked horses and she didn't have a horse, and so she put that on the internet or on the community, I don't know what it is, something, they put it on a board, and people call up who are interested in the things she's interested in. She didn't even own a horse, but these people were calling her up this way, so she ended up buying a horse. She didn't know anything about horses.
Yeah.
But that's what she ended up in, a group of people that had horses. So now she's learning about horses. And every guy there is trying to help her out.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But,
wonderful.
You know, just stick your little message out there and see how many people respond.
Is there anything that you enjoyed when you were a teenager that you kind of forgot and you skipped away from it and haven't thought of about for years? I keep getting there's something in your background that you used to love to do and that you haven't done for a long time.
Yeah, I enjoy crafts. I haven't done it in years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to go dancing when I was a teenager. I used to love to dance, but, you know, it's like when I was married, I would try to dance, but I felt so stiff and awkward. You know, it's like they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So,
well, dance around the kitchen with the broom. Get yourself back in. That's what we did. We danced around the kitchen with the broom and shared the broom between us three girls. And we got our dancing and our steps up, and we did really good. But we went dancing. We got lots of opportunities to dance.
You know, there's a lot of on television. A lot of times there are programs, as even the public service stations and things will have exercise and dancing. You know, but join a dance club. Do something interesting. Do something that's fun.
Yeah,
and when you're having fun, you're always more attractive. You know that?
Yeah, because your whole demeanor is having a good time, not just you trying to think about it.
Yeah, I thought about, too, I used to bowl many years ago, and I've been thinking about bowling, too, because I used to enjoy that. I thought about maybe doing, like, a substitute, so I, you know.
And there's a lot of people who love to bowl, and they're a good group of people.
Okay, I'm talking to you.
Now you're beginning to get some ideas, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Thank you guys for helping stimulate that my brain to start thinking about it again.
Right.
Wonderful.
You know, what is it about us that sometimes sometimes we get into a rut and just wish that things could happen and then don't do anything about it. So get up
right,
and do
something. Get out there to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we have another question. Did you want to say a little bit more, Ada Marie? You had a thought?
Well, there was one man who said when he went to the city to get a job, he got a job, and his dad said, well, never sit at a table. Always sit at the counter because there will be somebody to talk to. And it's true. You know,
uh-huh.
Sit at the counter. Somebody's going to sit down beside you.
Okay.
So in other words, make yourself available.
Yeah. Put yourself out there to be friendly.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Okay, take some notes, Julia.
I did. So that you don't forget. I did. I was taking notes as we were talking. So thank you.
Okay.
Right, have a great night,
okay,
ladies.
We have someone else who's who wants a question. Oh my, they hung up. Well, I just didn't get to them in time.
Okay.
That may be the person with the lots of children in the background, I'm wondering.
Could have been,
They
could have been in a nursery, and the kids could have been making a lot of racket.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, let's try this now. We have someone else now here. Here we go.
Hey, how
Hello?
You doing?
Okay,
hey, how you doing,
hello.
Ada Marie?
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, you're speaking with Tim, calling from New York. I was just calling to see if you had any thoughts for me as far as me getting a new job, bringing some abundance into my life. I'm currently trying to set the intentions every day and every night. I have a little altar. I come say my little prayers, light a candle. I'm just trying to see if you see anything or any tips into me bringing a new job and just some abundance into my life.
Well, let's know, use the knowing, not the wishing, not the wanting, not the caring, the knowing that you are and you can be a very, very happy, healthy, prosperous person because you are willing to take a job that will give you the chance to move upward. And you're willing to learn whatever you have to learn to move forward in that company. And I think that's what hasn't happened for you.
That is correct. Up until now, that hasn't happened.
Yeah. So let's make some changes there. And when you start to make those changes, believe me, get ready because you will move very fast. You're an intelligent, beautiful, kind person, and nice. So you'll get all kinds of help to make you learn and get ready to move up.
Okay, but the difference is I have to go away from wishing to knowing.
Right, to knowing. You can wish, you can want, you can hope, but you have to know. I know what I can do. And I know how to do it, and that's what I do. Right now, I am channeling through somebody, and I don't know the individual, but what they're telling you is true and correct for you and your being.
Okay.
I got something. Take the ifs out of your life.
Okay.
Right.
Take the ifs out.
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of feels like I am just setting up wishes.
I could do it if this, if only, stop
yeah.
that kind of thinking.
That's the wrong thinking totally.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. I know. And you know
you've got something very special to give. and you need to have the confidence in yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I appreciate
Ken?
Your time. That makes perfect sense.
Good.
Thank you much. I appreciate your time. Have a great evening.
Great. Okay.
You're ready to go.
All right. And let's see this. Whoops. Here we go. Hello.
Hi, this is
hello.
Donna. Hello. Hi, can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, Donna. Yes, can hear you fine.
Good. Well, I'm on a dating site. I'm trying to meet someone, but I'm not having too much luck. They're just too far away, and I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do you see someone coming in for me? Is it ever going to happen?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it's going to happen when you stop looking.
Okay. All right.
Stop looking. Just be yourself and be an ordinary person. They'll show up, and they'll show up in great abundance. You'll have choices.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I am getting out a little.
So knock off the seriousness. Get happy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I went to a church event last night, and there
mm-hmm.
were people there, but there weren't any men my age. I just don't seem to see them too much my age, 60s in the 60s.
Honey, that's all the same age, 50, 60, and 70. They're all the same age.
Yeah.
You know, don't be so picky.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true. I am kind of picky. I mean, I want to be attracted to them and, you know, have fun with them. You have, you know, someone that likes to have fun.
And laugh.
So, yeah, exactly.
There you go. Okay, concentrate on that, not on the age.
Okay, yeah. I'll do
That's the part. Concentrate on laughing and being funny and sharing different stories that you've had over your life with someone, and they'll share theirs with you, and everything will be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, there was a psychologist whose name was Robert Holden, and he was in London, and he didn't seem to be having a lot of success in his practice.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he thought, everybody's too serious. And so he decided that he would have a meeting. And it would be all about laughing. And all they would do during the whole session was laugh.
Oh, how fun.
And before you know it, he had to get a bigger place because he couldn't fit all the people into his room.
Oh,
now, I will tell you a real true story.
Okay.
John Wayne Duke was in the hospital very, very ill. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, and he was ill. And so this lady whom he knew, who had been a housekeeper for some friend of his, came to see him. And she just looked at him, and she said, John, you haven't laughed in 10 years.
My.
He said, well, I haven't had much to laugh about. So she reaches in her purse. She reaches in her purse and she takes out this little funny-looking thing, and she set this little, like a phonograph, little music box down. It had a battery in it, and she set it right on top of him in the bed. He's in bed, right? She set this thing on top of him. She slid a cardboard box. A piece of cardboard from a cardboard box on the top of his stomach, and she put these things on his stomach, and she started them working. And he was just so dumbfounded, he couldn't believe it. And the next thing you know, he was laughing. He was really laughing, 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 laughing. So she said, that's enough, that's enough. And she gathered up all her stuff, and she handed him a record. And she said, this record is laughing. I want you to have somebody bring you a turntable, and you put this record on, and you play it every day. And in 3 or 4 days, you'll be out of this hospital. Well, by golly, he did, and he was. I've been looking for that record ever since, and I haven't been in Arizona. I've been in Arizona, and I can't find a place that sells records that I can find that particular record.
How about on eBay?
The name of the record is Laughter is the Best Medicine.
I'll see if I can find it for you.
What?
I'm good at finding things.
Good. You find it, give me a call. My number is 508-96-9510. And I will pay you for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look for it for you.
Okay,
that's 520-896-9510.
I don't have a pen with me right now, so I'll just call you on your show and then can I do that or hold on, maybe I can find a pen. Let me see. There might be one place I might have one. Hold on.
Okay. Great. I would love it. It's the best record. It's really wonderful.
Okay, Ada, what's your phone number?
Pardon?
What's the phone number again?
520-896-9510.
Okay.
Laughter is
the best medicine.
Right. And my business is to answer questions for people. So my phone number is on the computer also, if you look at Ada Marie. So you'll find me on the... Okay.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
See what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is so interesting because suddenly you perked up when there was something that you could do for someone.
You got it. You're so right. See,
mm-hmm.
I used to be a concierge where I could find things for people. And like I'm going to Hawaii. I just got back from Hawaii a month ago. I'm going again. My brother's treating me. He pays for the whole trip. And then I get things done for him. I get the water heater in. I get someone fixing it. You know what I mean? I'm just good at getting things done. And I just have so much fun doing it.
Right. That's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Get to go swimming in the ocean, in the warm water.
Yeah.
So that part will be nice.
Where do you live now?
Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Just very picturesque. Nice weather. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
foliage, mountains, ocean. Yeah, it's beautiful. I've been here 32 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a long time. Can't think of anywhere else I'd like to. But I do love traveling. I love going to foreign countries and just being on the road, doing, seeing museums and all that. I enjoy that quite a bit.
They have a very, very nice museum in Santa Barbara.
Oh, they do, the Museum of Art.
And they're always looking for volunteers.
Oh, okay. Maybe as a docent, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, that might be a nice little job to do. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it's a
right.
joyful job.
Mm-hmm. Do they still have the auction there at the museum?
I'm not sure. I haven't been there for a number of years, and I'm not sure.
Well, they do have auctions there. I guess nonprofits go in there and have things, but I don't know what,
mm-hmm.
Which one you're referring to. You know.
Well, as I recall, when I lived there, a lot of people would donate things to the museum, and their storage was so full, and they would have an auction and turn the gifts that they didn't know what to do with into cash to running the museum with.
Yeah, to keep the museum going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm on eBay and I see a lot of records. Laughter is the best medicine, but there's different ones. There's different musicians doing it. Like one is Ray Stevens, Laughter is the best medicine. There's another one. Okay, that medicine is the best laughter. Laughter is the best medicine at work. Reader's Digest says laughter is the best medicine. I don't know which one would it be.
Any one of them would be good.
Okay.
Extremely funny, so you might like that.
It says America's funniest jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes, quotes, and stories and cartoons.
Right. So, you know, when people really want to find something and want to make changes in their life, it's out there. All they have to do is start looking. They
yeah.
got to just kind of
That's
pay
right.
attention. Keep their
pay
ears
attention.
Open. Mm-hmm. Because
yeah.
there's a way to find your way to joy and happiness.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to have the intention and the drive to want to be happy. Happiness isn't something that you're born with. It's something that you grow and nurture and bring into your life and bring into everybody else's life.
And I'm going to challenge that because I think children are almost born laughing.
Well, they are
and
born happy, but you know what happens? The adults are not happy, so the kids don't get the chance to explode their happiness.
There you
go.
They just don't
get that chance.
Mm-hmm. And, of all these things that are going on that have been sort of swirling around us in this day, it seems to me that something is telling us we already have what we need and we're just not looking at it.
Right. I think
to live a simple life, I think you have everything you need. I feel good when I have that overall sense of well-being and my
right.
day dropping or whatever. I just feel so wonderful inside, and I'm not grasping for anything, and I'm not really doing anything but driving, but I'm feeling
mm-hmm.
very happy.
But you're happy.
What happened with your job as a concierge?
Yeah.
What happened with the job as a concierge?
Oh, I moved. I got too claustrophobic. I was in a 25 office building in Westwood, downtown LA, and I was in the office, and then people would come to me like they'd want their shoes shined, so I'd have a guy do the shoes on all the floors, or just concert tickets and whatever they needed. But I was in a small office, and I just 8 hours a day, I just got claustrophobic. I left after a year. It was too much.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of taking care of the elderly. I'm doing that like maybe 9 hours a week. And it's nice. I like it.
Well, do you volunteer or is it a job, a part-time job?
No, I get paid 20 an hour cash. Yeah.
Well, that's very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And mostly just companion.
Yeah.
We go out to lunch. Uh-huh. They buy my lunch. We go shopping or
mm-hmm.
around for stores or just different things. You know, because some people, they're older.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little things around there. And, I like it.
And you're making,
doing something good. Huh?
You're making people happy.
Exactly. I'm making people happy. Yeah.
Right.
Kind of a nurturing type person, too.
That's good.
And you, and it sounds like you can't, you're not exactly claustrophobic anymore. So
no.
Sounds to me like
exactly.
You're like you're a success.
Sounds
got,
that way to
you've
me.
Got
Yeah, I would like to meet. I'm 63. I never married. You know, I was
uh-huh.
in a 9-year relationship with a man. He passed away 8 years ago. I just kind of missed that male companionship. I mean, we used to have so much fun. We'd go skiing.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go kayaking. We'd travel to Italy, Turkey, Cayman Islands, Mexico. I mean, it was the lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was nice. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of fun.
I should say so. Good memories.
Yeah, excellent memories. We'd stay with the indigenous people and help a lot of the poor people there by bringing them clothes and bringing food to them and, you know, doing things like that. And it was, and he would go along with what I wanted to do, which was nice.
Have you ever thought about advertising as for a job as a companion to someone who's traveling?
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll
yeah.
do that. I'll put it on Craigslist.
That's
there
a good
go.
Thing.
Yeah. Companion to travel.
And you're,
yeah.
You're a seasoned traveler, and you
yeah.
and you
I,
and you know how to get around. You
oh,
know
yeah.
wonderful places
I,
to go. Now look at that.
That's a good idea. I mean, Italy. I went all by myself, and
yeah.
I just had a little computer
mm-hmm.
with me, and I figured out where to stay close to the train stops, and I went all over the south, all over the north, and. Yeah, I just did
mm-hmm.
it by myself, and yeah, was able to do it. I could do
yeah.
it with someone else.
There you are.
That's a good idea.
It
yeah,
is.
I'm going to try to do that, because then that would pay for the travel, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I'm sure there's people that want a companion to go with.
Right.
You know, you handle the baggage for them. And...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm going to do that.
That'll be good. You'll love it.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Even
yeah.
like they want to hop over to Hawaii or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, thank you. I will take up your suggestion. Thank
That's
you.
A good idea.
Definitely. Great idea. I'm so glad I talked to you, too. Yeah.
You know what Socrates used to say? You can't teach somebody something completely different. You need to pull out of them what they already know.
Yes. Yes. So, definitely. Because they have the experience, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
I
most
have
people don't. They stop. They stop thinking about them about themselves, and their and what they have to give. Think about what you have to give. And, the,
right.
and what you send out, the law of the law of cause and effect. What you send out will return to you increased and multiplied.
Right.
Just remember that.
For a number of years, I took people out who were handicapped and, you know, they needed to get away and go on a vacation and a trip. And some of them were in wheelchairs. Some of them could walk, but they still were handicapped and they couldn't, many things they couldn't do. And so I did that. I just went and talked to them. And the family was thrilled to death, and I took them on a week or 2-week vacation, and we just had a ball, and we got a lot of papers, and we got a lot of pictures, and we got things they could take home with them. And my goodness, their health improved unbelievable.
Oh,
exactly.
Because they got
mm-hmm.
out of that. Yeah. And we had fun, and we laughed, you know, it was good for the family, and it was good for them.
Oh, I bet it was. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's always nice to have something to look forward to, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not to always be living in the future, but, you know, it's just It's nice. Like, I'm looking forward to my trip to Hawaii with my brother. But I go there and I help him a lot. I'll be painting a room. I'll be getting a water heater. I do for him. And then I'll take him out to dinner, and I brought him a couple nice shirts. You know, so to reciprocate that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, I hope you've taken notes, and I think we need go to our next caller here.
Can you use a CD instead of a record?
What?
Ada Marie?
The laughter is the best medicine can be got on a CD.
It is?
Good.
Do you have a CD player?
Yeah, I do have a CD player.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I'm going to do a little more investigating. All right.
Good.
Okay.
You have your assignment. Okay.
All right.
We're going to go on to our next caller now.
All right. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay.
Hi. Yes.
Ada Marie?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Are you ready to take Catherine's question?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you both. I was wondering if you may look into for me. On Tuesday, I have a interview with an agency for work. I was wondering if you see it going well between the person, the interviewer, and myself, if I should be lighthearted or serious.
You could be both. You could be genuinely equal to being serious and lighthearted about the seriousness. You could be very, very happy and smiling, which really gets people right away, and let them talk. Ask questions. Let them talk. Let them tell you about the job. Ask questions about the job. That'll show that you're really, really interested in having it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That's what you need.
Wonderful.
Have you done any research on the company so that convince the interviewer that you are interested in more than just a job? You're interested in that company.
Yes, I have looked them up. Yes, and I will further. Yes.
Good.
Yes. Thank you. And so you see it going well.
I do see it going well, and I think you'll like working there.
Oh, excellent.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you
so much. It's been a while, so yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You say it's been a while. Have you been looking for work for a while?
Yes. I've been doing some things independently, but it would be nice, you know, to have that, extra support, you know, somebody that will, you know, say, here is the job, you know.
Right.
I appreciate both means, but, you know, it has been a while since I've had that aspect.
Well, you have to have.
I get the sense that you're looking for not just a job, but the right job, and that's something that you need to communicate to them.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, I like what you said with a smiling and can convey both, like to have the seriousness along with the lighthearted, like the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
that really
good.
Resonated with me.
You have to have a positive attitude and hold that throughout your work time, at least. If you want to be grumpy at home.
Yeah.
Save that for home.
Yeah, I heard my great grandmother had this trick where she would yell everything that made her upset into the bathroom and then flush the toilet. So it was like nobody heard it, and then it was taken away.
Oh, that's cute. That's good. That's good. Just flush it right down the drain. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Got rid of all that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
I have what I call a 2-minute tantrum. I jump up and down and I wave my arms around and I say, out, 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 out of my body, out of my mind, out of my spirit, out of this negativity. Gone, 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 gone.
Be gone.
And then I'm fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just get it out of the system. I like that. Yeah.
Right, right. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Aww.
So, I think we're getting sort of close to the end of our time here. Ada Marie, I don't believe you mentioned your website.
My website is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. Or just go into adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. And my phone number, and you can call between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., is 520, that's Arizona, 520-896-896-950. And I take calls during the day on Saturday and Sunday also. If you leave a number, if you don't give me, I have 3 phones. This is the problem. I have 3 different telephones. So if I'm on one phone, I cannot answer another one. So if you leave a phone number for me and your name, I will call you back. And it's just that, you know, today there was 14 calls on this particular line. But I was on the other line half of that time, and the other half of the time I was trying to put papers together to send to the people who I had talked to. I wrote a book on miracles in your fingertips, and everybody was interested, and so I had to dig out all all those books and put all those addresses and everything together. So I'm a one-man show. I do not have help. So sometimes it takes a little longer to get something done because I can only do so much at a time. But my number is 520-896-9510. And please leave your name and number, okay? And I will get back to you sometime within the 24 hours. I look forward to
Are you still doing the first 15 minutes free?
Yes, the first 15 minutes of your call is free. That's correct. And because how can you know somebody if you don't talk to them for a few minutes?
It's very generous of you. Yeah.
Well, I want to be able to do a right job for them. And if we talk for a few minutes, then I get the feeling and I feel the energy because I read auras very well, and I know what they're really, really needing to know. And so I try to give them the first 15 minutes free, and I charge $100 an hour. And that's the bottom line.
And you know something? We forgot to mention your spa.
My what?
The spa.
Oh, that's true. I do have a spa. I have a one. There's a 2-bedroom in case somebody comes with someone who has. People come with people that have to take care of them. So we need 2 bedrooms, one for the caretaker and one for the person. And that spa is open. Well, these are heavy months for the spa, but you can call and we can book you so that you can come in most any time that we have an opening for 3 days. 1, 2, 3.
And Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, 3 days will change your life for sure. I guarantee it. So if you're interested, get on the computer. You'll see the guest house. You'll see the main house. You'll see the property. It's in the woods, and it's in Arizona, out of Tucson, north of Tucson. And we're in the trees. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's beautiful. So come on and take a look on the internet, and then give me a call, 520-896-9510. And thank you for being with us today. This has been a wonderful day, actually. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's very nurturing.
Mm-hmm, it is. One lady said, I haven't had this much peaceful quiet in 40 years. I feel like I feel like I've been reborn. But we're right in the tree.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is, because it's really wonderful. She sat out on that patio. It's a great big patio with table and chairs and, you know, cushions and stuff. And she said, this reminds me of pictures of my grandma's house in West Virginia. She had this big porch, and she had, and then they would sit and play music at night. We don't have anybody here playing music at night, but we do have the big patio and the chairs. So we could probably conjure people up if we needed to. But, you know, it's a nice place. You'd love it. If you get on the internet, I think there's pictures on the internet. So just go to Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, and I think there's pictures there now. I'm not sure because I haven't had time to look myself. So I'm a one-man show here, cooking, cleaning, talking to people, helping people, working on people's feet. I have helped more people walk again who were bent over by working on their feet. My dad was a reflexologist. You have no idea how much healing people can have by having their feet worked on. And they stand up straight again, and they feel good, and walking is not a problem. And again, I will tell you, the lady that came on the show and told me that if your feet burn, put them in tomato juice or tomatoes, and they'll stop the burning. And I must have got 14 calls that week from people who did that. And my golly, are they happy people. So I had to give my address.
What, you just smash up the tomatoes and swish them between your toes and things?
Well, you smash them up and get them between your toes, but it does take the pain out of your feet. It's amazing how it does, almost instantly. And
there are trigger points to every single organ in your body on the bottom of your feet. That's
and
right.
And my good people with arthritis say, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. My hip doesn't hurt, or my knees don't hurt, or you know, because they've had arthritis and soaking their feet in tomato juice or tomatoes. Really does a number for them. So I highly recommend it. And believe me, the price is right. It beats a heck of a doctor's medicine. Tomatoes,
sure
not
does.
That. Yeah. So they're just, I must have remedies from my grandmothers and grand people. I must have 3,000 remedies. And people call up and they say, what can I do for this? And I rattle it off, and they say, how can you remember? I said, I heard it my whole life growing up. And, you know, you can do this, you do that, you do something else. One guy, his hair wasn't growing, and he said, if you could just tell me how to get my hair to grow, he said, I'd be indebted forever. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you. Have you got a cat? He said, no, but the neighbors do. I said, let the cat lick your head. Your hair will grow. Called me up. He said, can I send you something on your internet? I want to send you a picture the day I called you, and I want to send you a picture now because I have 4 inches of hair on my head all over the place. So he had to go to a barber, but he wanted me to see his hair before he went to the barber. So these are things that are just, people use them forever. I mean, before all this high-class stuff came along, these are home remedies that have been used forever. So go ahead.
You know, my grandmother used to go to the woods and she called it picking greens. Every spring, she would go to the woods, and she was from pioneer stock, you know, and her mother was French, and she would go, and she would dig in the sassafras tea. And the tree and make sassafras tea, and she had us drink every spring. And she said it thins the blood, because where I was born, it would get to be 110, 115 every summer with 90% humidity. So you really needed that badly.
Believe me, sassafras tea does clean your blood. And it does thin it down to normal. So it tastes horrible, I think, but I drink it anyway because I know it works. And I drink it 3 days in a row, and then that's about all I can take. but it does do the job. Sassafras tea is a great healer. Don't knock it. It works. It isn't your best tasting tea, but it does the job.
Well, Grandma always laced it with a little bit of sugar. And I found out something very interesting. I was talking with an Ayurvedic doctor, and I was very surprised that his company had a shake that they put sugar in, and I said, isn't that interesting? Most people who are involved with health are against sugar. And he said, you know, we tried everything that we possibly could, some kind of sweetener. We tried stevia. We tried all kinds of things. And he said the sugar drives the nourishment into the cells of the body. And nothing does it quite as well.
Nothing
and
works
I found
like...
that tremendously interesting.
Well, common sense. Common sense tells you sugar comes from a cane, right? And a cane comes out of the ground. Or beets, and they come out of the ground.
That's
good for the body. I mean, in, you know, moderation. So, anything that grows in the ground is healthy for the body if it's edible to the body. You can't eat a lot of things like poison ivy. I wouldn't suggest anybody eat some of that. But little common sense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Are we off the air?
Not quite.
Oh, good.
We just need a blessing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give us all a blessing, including myself, as we ask God this day that everyone that we know, everyone listening to the show, everyone that has a loved one that they can think of, if they will see that person in perfect health, and if they will tap their temples 10 times as they see that person in perfect health, you will be sending that person perfect health. Don't try to figure out what to send. Just send perfect health to each and every person you know, and you'll be amazed within less than 2 months how many people are feeling better. Okay? And I ask God to bless all of you that you may be in perfect health now and as long as you stay on the earth. That is a blessing I send to each and every one. That's it.
And the only thing I can add is love and light.
Love and light is right. There's love and light surrounding everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. See you next week.